doors are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.
To edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
This is Hubert McIntosh, CPA, a member of SOFA. Join me every Friday at 4 p.m. for my live call-in program on WCNO by talking about financial literacy. We were going to help eradicate your illiteracy by talking about Medicare, Social Security, qualified plans, investing, debts, and everything that will help you so you can be prepared for your financial future.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Hi, my name is Keith Masters, a street witness sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. One of the many responses I hear on the street while sharing Jesus is, "No thanks, I'm good." When I ask them, what exactly does that mean? It is oftentimes their response comes from their character, of their self-worth, of being a good person in their own eyes. And it's true that God brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. That's from Psalm 40, verse 2, but that's what God did for me. But whether you're a good person or you're living a life of addiction, maybe in secret or not, or maybe you're living a life which seems to be unfulfilled, or maybe a life of hardship for one reason or another. In the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23, Paul writes, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." It goes on to say in Romans 3, 24, "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." And Romans 3, 25 continues with, "Whom God has set forth to be appropriation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God." And in Romans chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, it says, "To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus." Verse 27 says, "Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith." So if you think you're a good person and the gates of heaven are open wide because of your character. I'm here to share with you that there is only one truth and one way into the gates of heaven. In the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 30 and 31, the keeper of the prison asked Paul and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Paul and Silas respond in verse 31 saying, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house." This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Even so.
And good morning. This is Wednesday Live, coming to you from WCNO in Palm City, Florida. So glad that you are listening this morning. And we have one power-packed show getting ready to happen.
We sure do. My goodness.
Let me see if I can get Dave up here loud enough so I can hear him. Speak again, Dave. Let's see if we get that mic going.
How does that?
Yeah, barely. Yeah. Barely. Yeah, I don't know. Seem to be. Karen, let's see how your mic is.
How's my mic?
It's a little low as well. Okay. All right. Well, we have.
We will manage.
We will manage.
Use your outside voice.
Aiden is back with us in the studio this morning. We can't wait to see what we can find out about all of his wisdom he sucked up while he was out traveling the world. He's been out on a little vacation with his father, and he'll tell us all about that when we can get him on the microphone here in a little bit. We do have guests with us that are going to be talking about Operation Christmas Child, and we do want to go ahead and get them in the studio, so we're ready to move with them. But Karen, I need you to stay here because we're going to be talking about a prayer event. And I'm very hopeful that we have access to Todd Shoemaker. Todd, can you hear me okay this morning?
I can. Thank you for having me.
Todd, we want to welcome you to WCNO Wednesday Live. You, along with Dr. Chauncey Crandall and Tim Pampotic, I don't know if I pronounce his name right, but Tim, and a whole gang of other people are involved in an ongoing prayer movement down in Palm Beach County. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened this past week?
This past weekend we were scheduled to have a big event Friday and Saturday night at the Myers Amphitheater in West Palm, but with the new COVID outbreak, we just felt like it would be better not to have a big event like that, especially with the hospitals being so full of patients. So what we did is, Jonathan, for the last 2 years, I've been traveling to hospitals throughout the county during the day, during the night, sometimes in the middle of the night, praying for folks. And so the team decided, well, let's do that as a group. So Friday night and Saturday night from 6 to 9, both nights, we had people at five different hospitals throughout Palm Beach County. And we just prayed for folks. And I had the pleasure of traveling to each of the hospitals to pray with the folks that were praying for the patients and just kind of seeing what was going on there. And we just saw so many amazing stories those two nights.
That's tremendous. So that all went as scheduled. I read that Chick-fil-A, that there were meals going to be given out, Chick-fil-A meals, just to sort of bless the workers. Did that happen?
Yes, it did. Yeah, Chick-fil-A was able to share food at each of the hospitals, except for the exception of St. Mary's. We weren't able, we didn't time it right to get in there, but the other hospitals, we had the staff was able to have food brought in by Chick-fil-A to them, and several of the nurses that I know reached out to me and reached out to some other nurses, reached out to some other folks on the team and just shared what a blessing that was for them, that it was one less thing to have to think about, because most of the time, you know, if you've been in the hospital any amount of time, you know the nurses usually don't eat lunch or it's very quick. So for them just to have something to eat, and we were able to put the prayer card in there that said, "How can we pray for you?" And some of those nurses did reach out to us and They passed those out to some of the patients, and some of the patients were able to reach out to us. So it was a powerful weekend.
Fantastic. Well, what you may not have known, and your team may not have known, when we were interviewing we've connected several times, but we were working up toward this, just getting the word out. And part of our staff here at the radio station really was touched by God. Karen, just give us a thumbnail of what the Lord spoke into your heart and what happened here in Martin County as a result of what's going on down south.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. You know, when Dr. Crandall was on last week in the team, you know, I've been following along with them, and I've gone to one of the healing encounter nights, and, you know, I know of Dr. Crandall. But when you were interviewing him Wednesday, I felt like the Lord had spoken to me and said, this is the move of God. Mm. And that the move of God will take place when people get out and go do something, where that's something that will be tangible, that people are going to see. And, yeah. And so when he was talking about going to the hospitals and praying for the the hospital workers and the staff and the patients and everything, the Lord spoke to me and said, go up to Martin County, to the Martin County North Hospital, and stand out there and pray over the hospital. So I had Friday night, four of us went over there, and we just stood out by the parking garage, and we were able to catch some of the staff that were, you know, on the shift change. So we just let them know that we were praying for them, praying for for their strength and encouragement, and also for the patients. And, you know, they were very appreciative. And we went back again on Saturday night. And, you know, but we had prayed. You know, we were watching Dr. Crandall on Facebook and kind of following along. And we just, you know, prayed what you guys were praying. And we went on Saturday night, and there were just two of us. And we stood in the same place, but the atmosphere was so different. And there was more of a response from the workers as they came out. They were more receptive. And we ended up praying for two different ladies. One was an RN. The other one was not sure what she did. But both of them, the Lord really touched them and ministered to them. But the lady, the RN, we asked her, what would she like prayer for? And she said, I just want to be able to, when I go home, I just want to be able to forget everything and sleep.
Mm.
And, you know, I just felt the compassion of the Lord for her, and, you know, her and many of the other doctors and nurses. And so we prayed and ministered to her, and she was really blessed. And I just felt like the Lord said that we need to continue doing this. Just show up. Just show up and let people know that Jesus cares about them. And, you know, to give them encouragement, because if we don't do it, who's going to do it?
Well, this is tremendous. It's tremendous, Todd.
And Jonathan, I wanted to share one quick thing, a cool thing happening, you know, because it's St. Mary's here in West Palm. We weren't able to get Chick-fil-A into them. But one of the ladies that was praying at the hospital thought to herself, well, you know what? I don't want to go empty-handed. So she went to Costco. She got a bunch of nutritional bars. She put them in little clear baggies. And as staff was coming in and leaving, and as people were going in, St. Mary's, they do a lot of have a lot of babies there. So there were people kind of coming in and having babies, and some people coming home. And that group was able to pass those out. But what was so amazing about that was it made it so much easier for them to approach people.
Yes.
Because they had a gift, and then we put the prayer card inside mm-hmm. the baggie, and
that's
they were
great.
Just able to pass those out. So it kind of broke the ice, like, you know, like, hey, I'm not this weird person. Here's something for you. And especially the nurses going in, because as I said before, they're usually going so hard for 12 straight hours.
Yeah.
That just to have that little, those two little or three little nutritional bars, to kind of get them through the shift. So So that was a brilliant idea that God blessed one of the ladies with.
Todd, that's fantastic, you know, what God's doing. And so many people, I'll hear them say, I wish I knew what I could do. Or I feel like I just, you know, I go to church and I sit in a seat and that's, you know, that that's all I know to do. This is actually bringing, and Karen, I heard some of this from you, it's bringing the hands, the feet, and the love of Jesus right to the hospital to minister these first responders, patients coming in and out. Todd, we're almost out of time. Do you have another scheduled prayer event that you want to make mention of at this point, or are you going to come back and let us know what's up next?
Yeah, we will come back and let you know. But one thing I do want to, one story, if you don't mind, real quick. We were praying at Gardens Hospital, and we were able to look into the windows of the COVID floor, because it was on the first floor, and one of the ladies that was praying with us, her daughter's a nurse there. And as we were praying for this one lady that we had met her daughter outside of her room looking in, praying for her mom, as we were praying, one of the ladies that was praying put her hand up to the window, and a nurse happened to come into the room and put her hand on her hand outside the window. So it was almost like they were touching hands as they were praying for this lady. And this lady, literally, the daughter shared later on, literally felt like she got new breath and new oxygen in while we were praying for her.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is tremendous. And just want you to give our love to Dr. Crandall and how much... we're thrilled to, in some small way, lift up the name of Jesus with you all as you're out doing what God has put in your heart to do. And so, Todd, I know you have a powerful testimony. We want to have you back in the studio sometime in the future. But keep us posted, and we will look for updates. As soon as you have something else going on, we want to get the word out so people will know how to connect. And so it's a hallelujah. It was a great success for those of you who are listening. And, you know, Todd, I'm sure there were people praying that weren't able to join you there, but they were praying where they were. So I'm so glad you could come and just let them know.
And one other thing, if people need prayer, they can still text prayer to 855-932-3081. That line didn't close just because the event ended.
Excellent.
You can still text that, and that'll get to our team, and we will pray for folks the minute that we get those.
And that's tremendous. It works. My wife had a prayer request come in from a bishop out of state with some serious health issues, and within minutes she had a response, and it was very encouraging. And so give that number out one more time for prayer, and also you might give out your web web address if you have that, so people who are looking to connect with the healing events can do so.
Yeah, so if you need prayer, you can just text prayer to 855-932-3081. And if you want to know more about what Dr. Crandall and the team's doing, you can go to healingencounternights.com.
All right. Praise God. Todd, thank you for joining us this morning. I know that your team has worked really hard, maybe more than one job, just to be available for the Lord. And you're doing a great work there. We applaud it and stand with you in it. God bless you. Have an awesome day. And we'll be in touch. Give us a call anytime. And we'll look forward for updates in the future. God bless.
All right. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Goodbye. And we are now ready to welcome some very dear friends that are involved in Operation Christmas Child. And we have Jeff and Paula Grossman here, as well as Valerie Johnson. And I don't believe I've had the pleasure of meeting you, Valerie, yet. So welcome to our studio. Who's going to take off this morning? Tell us what's going on with Operation Christmas Child. There's a little clue in there, the Christmas part.
The Christmas part.
There we go.
This is Paula Grossman. First off, thank you so much for allowing us to have this time to share about Operation Christmas Child. A lot of people think of Operation Christmas Child as something that happens at Christmas. That's kind of a misnomer. It actually happens the week before Thanksgiving. Operation Christmas Child is a ministry of Samaritan's Purse, and it's taking a simple shoebox and inviting others to heaven.
I like that.
It's just amazing how it happens. On this side of the water, we make the shoeboxes up and we distribute them. And we don't distribute them. We make them up and we send them to the processing center to be distributed. And that's fun. It's always fun to buy kids things. But that's the last time that we get to touch the box. The box is then shipped over to the countries, and the teams over there are national, and they get to share them with the children. So the first time that box is opened up is when a child opens it. Mm. And that is just so amazing to me. I'm not good about staying on script here.
Welcome to the club.
Sounds to me like you're doing really well.
I just want to share with you one story before Valerie and Jeff talk that happened this last season. There was Syria. It was in Syria. And one side of the road had just all Muslim. It was just a whole Muslim community. And the other side of the road was a Christian community. And other than some unkind words and that, nothing really happened between the two of them. Well, they got permission, Operation Christmas Child got permission to have a distribution. But they made the condition that it has to happen in the middle of the street.
Ah.
And both the Muslim children and the Christian children, we were eligible to come. And they were invited to come. Now, at the distribution, what happens prior to the child getting the box is the gospel is shared.
Mm.
Now, parents being parents, whether you're Muslim or Christian or anything in between, you want to know what your kid's hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of listening, and then all of a sudden you hear giggling and laughter. So then you really get kind of curious, and so you sort of walk out in the street, and you see the kids all talking together and playing. The next thing you know, the Christian and the Muslim parents are out on the street, and they're finding out that, hey, these people are not bad at all.
Mm.
We just have different beliefs. So not only did the Muslims hear the gospel, but they got to meet some Christian friends.
Wow.
About a week later, the families were trying to find a place to have a church, but they had no land at their particular area on their side of the street. But the Muslims had land. So they offered the Christians a parcel of land so they could go ahead and have their church.
Mm. Wow.
And to me, that is just heavenly, because not only did the children receive all kinds of fun things, they got new friends, their parents got friends, and most of all, they met the greatest friend of all, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
So, wow.
What a great story.
Yeah, I just...
It's a great story.
Thrilled me. Now we are going to get an opportunity to learn more about project leader training and how all that can go about and how your churches can get involved. And we'd like to ask Valerie Johnson to share that with us.
Welcome, Valerie.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I want to tell you that a project leader is anyone who shares with their church the ministry of Operation Christmas Child and leads in the getting awareness out to the church members to collect the shoeboxes during Operation Christmas Child season. And again, that's collected the third week of November is when all the boxes are collected and need to be shipped off to the processing. So get your boxes done before then. The Treasure Coast team is going to have the opportunity to lead and host a project leader workshop for all of you out there that are project leaders, whether you know it or not. And that's going to be on Saturday, September the 11th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Cornerstone Baptist Church in Port St. Lucie. The address is 1450 Southwest Broadview Street in Port St. Lucie. That's right off Crosstown Parkway. During this time, we will assist your church and how to assist your church in reaching your shoebox goals and how to share this ministry with your church, how to engage your pastor in the mission of Operation Christmas Child, how to effectively promote Operation Christmas Child, how to lead when life is already so busy, and how to fill the shoeboxes with items, things that you do put in the shoeboxes and things you can't put in the shoeboxes because they might get broken or spilled, and also how to bring smiles to the children who get these shoeboxes, and also to share with other project leaders your ideas and their ideas. Also, another thing is to we'll tell you about how to build a shoebox online. If you don't want to go out shopping, we Samaritan's Purse will shop for you online, and it's all set up in a website that is SamaritansPurse.org, OCC, build a box online, and then set up a goal for your church that how many boxes you want to build online, but also build them in person because it's so much fun. It's children helping children. Isn't that a wonderful idea? Also, we will be passing out shoeboxes that are specifically made for Operation Christmas Child, cardboard boxes that you can pick up at the time of the Project Leader Workshop. We have many, many boxes to give to you in your church and your organizations, too. Again, I want to emphasize on September the 11th from 10 to 11:30 at Cornerstone Baptist Church, 1450 Southwest Broadview Street, Port St. Lucie, right off of Crosstown Parkway. We invite you to come. We'll have a lot of fun, and we'll learn a whole lot. Now I want to introduce you to Jeff, and he's going to tell a little bit more about the journey of the shoeboxes. And tell us more, Jeff.
Okay, great. That's I'm excited about that September 11th. So come, might even have a snack there for.
It's gonna be a big day.
It is. It's gonna be exciting. Yeah, you know what's so exciting? You were talking about the children packing a box for other children. Children seem to want to do that. They want to do it for if they're a boy, 8 years old or whatever, they want to do it for a boy 8 years old. And it teaches our children how to give. As Jonathan was talking, sometimes all we know is to how to sit in church and maybe keep from being bad or something.
try not to be bad.
But our children learn how to give. And the very most important thing is to learn how to pray for that child that's going to receive that box. And then you can even go out shopping with your children or your grandchildren and teach them how to do that, how to give. And they're going to get excited about it. And then you can even follow your box. You can put on there, you can follow your box. When that box leaves Atlanta, they'll send you a little email that tells you where that I'm on my way to, wherever the country. And that brings us around to when the boxes leave here locally, and they next stop is Atlanta, as Paula said, and then they're going to go directly to the country. And Operation Christmas Child sends the boxes to 170 countries all over the world. And last year, ready for the big number, but last year there were 9.1 million
shoeboxes sent to children over 170 countries.
Wow. 9.1.
Wow. 9.1. And the neat thing about that, because those of y'all that do the math, 35% of those children receive Jesus as their Savior, and they go through a 12-week discipleship course that's available to every child that goes to it. And then as they go through this 12-week discipleship, because we're calling this evangelism, discipleship, as they're going through their discipleship, and then multiplication. When we were in Malawi, Africa, we went to a discipleship class that was about their fourth or fifth week, and there were children there that didn't even receive a box, weren't at the event, but their friends had invited them, you know, like we're supposed to do here. Their friends had invited them to come and to hear and learn more about Jesus. So there's even children that aren't even in the numbers because they didn't receive they weren't there and received the box, but they received something eternal. They received Jesus as their Savior. At this discipleship, there's local, through the local churches there, they are taught to teach us discipleship, and then they can go and about the seventh or eighth week, they're invited to make a list of maybe their friends and their family, and then somebody from these churches go and help share the gospel with them. So it's such a neat thing. If maybe you haven't led somebody to the Lord this year, if you want to, do three boxes. You know, do three boxes. Follow your box and see where it goes, and you're for sure going to lead a child or somebody in their family to the Lord Jesus Christ.
So, that's tremendous.
So we appreciate it.
That's
tremendous. If you want to go on and find out more about it, you can go on to SamaritansPurse.org and then / ends of the earth. Okay, so as Jesus tells us in Matthew, what were we supposed to do? And we're supposed to be doing it right here.
Right, Jerusalem.
Right, yep. Here. And we are needing to go out to the ends of the earth.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. And some of these people are unreached people that they've never heard of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So we praise God, and we praise God to be able to partner beside y'all. And we thank you for giving us this time to share. Praise God. We'll see what he does this year.
Amen. So once again, you have an event coming up. It's going to be on September. Let's see. I just had the notes here. I was taking notes so I would have access to that.
September
the
11th. Yes.
10 to 11:30 a.m. at it's Baptist Church.
Cornerstone Baptist Church.
Can't read my own writing. Cornerstone Baptist Church.
And that's located.
That's off Crosstown.
Right.
Port St. Lucie.
1450 Southwest Broadview Street in Port St. Lucie.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I trust you all keep us posted and let us know how we can help get the word out as we move forward. And I'm hopeful that this year will pass all other years. The need is so great. And what a great time for us to plant seed. This really is seed that's going to produce an eternal harvest. It absolutely is fantastic. Operation Christmas Child with the Grossmans and also Valerie, thank you for joining us this morning. And please stay in touch and let us know of other events that's coming up and let us know how this is progressing. And if we need to get the word out a couple more times, we'll do whatever we can to help you out. Because we're on the same team. Amen. All right, we're going to go to a spot ID, which we need to do at this time because we do have this program being sponsored by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.
Why you ever chose me? There's always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
When Moses had stage fright and David brought a rock to a sword fight, you picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? I say, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down into history as another blood bought faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history. As another blood bought, faithful member of the family.
That's all I ever wanna be.
And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. For the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
'Cause I'm just a nobody,
nobody,
trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Hey, I heard somebody singing out there. I don't know if that was J-Dub. J-Dub, were you singing along a little bit? I thought you didn't sing this kind of music.
Well, I don't sing at all.
You know, we just have our intern. He showed back up here. I don't know if he has any questions for J-Dub. Got any questions for J-Dub this morning?
No, I don't think so.
Yo, I have a question for you. What is God doing in your life right now, Mr. J-Dub? We got to get the word out. Shout out.
Shout out, yeah. So right now, man, God is just moving in my heart. And I was just at my Bible study this past Monday talking with some other guys and just burdened and passionate about really being vocal with our faith and not being afraid when the Holy Spirit prompts you to speak to a stranger or to pray for somebody, just to really act on that prompting of the Holy Spirit and induce, in so doing, you know, being those hands and feet of Jesus that he so passionately wants us to be. So that's really something that was just spoken this week, and it was a really good reminder, because I know myself personally, I might be at the grocery store or getting breakfast somewhere at a diner, and God will put somebody on my heart that I need to go speak to. And I know you get those butterflies in your stomach, should I do it, should I not? And the question is always, just do it, or the answer, really.
Amen. There's never a bad time, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Never a bad time. J-Dub, you have a program that's fairly new to WCNO. You're on Saturdays, and we have some listeners that have been stepping up and coming alongside of you, and I know your vision is to reach maybe some of our population that are not being reached. Tell us about that real quick.
Absolutely, man. So, you know, there's a lot of gifted and talented people who love Jesus and are using those gifts and talents in a very relevant and dynamic way. And really, mainly the way that I'm talking about right now is through the genre, the musical style of hip-hop, Christian hip-hop. And it's powerful. You know, hip-hop music is the number one influential music of our day and age right now. And I know a lot of people don't like it for really good reasons, but there's artists out there that are just as talented as the worldly guys, but they're using this music to reach a generation that this music speaks to, and that's what my show is all about, and just impacting those young adults and young people with a music style of where they're at to grab their attention and to lead them to the gospel.
Amen.
And you're doing a great job with it, too. And I'll tell you, we right here at the station, it's not like what I listen to, you know, for leisure, you know, what you're playing. But I'll tell you what, I do listen to your program, and I tune it in, and I'm praying that God will raise up not only the message that's coming forth through you, but through others that have a vision to reach a lost generation. And I want to just say to our family, and we have an awesome family here at WCNO, and if you're listening today, maybe you're just tuning in, this is Wednesday Live, WCNO, Palm City, Florida, 89.9. And we often, you know, we play, we have thousands of songs in our computer that we play. We don't really play hip-hop and such forth around here. You know, that doesn't happen, and somebody may listen and go, oh, what's happened to WCNO? Well, what's happened is we've decided that, you know, Jesus is coming, and we need to get everybody ready we can. Amen. And we need to reach people that we're not reaching. And if you look around your church and you look around your table and you look around the group that you're able to minister to, and you say, I sure wish I could touch a younger generation and have an impact on their life, then just understand God is raising up, has raised up people to do that. But we who are more senior...
More senior.
We who are more senior. Yeah, more mature. More mature.
Mature.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Aiden right now. You know, he's like 15 going on 35, you know. But, yeah. You know. But anyway, the plan is to empower and to resource. That means dollars. Yeah. Dollars. It means dollars. Resource individuals such as your J-Dub show, so the gospel can go out and touch people. And, you know, someone said, well, who's going to listen to WCNO? What young person's going to do that? Well, people are doing that, right, J-Dub?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the ability, I'll tell you a quick testimony. One of my daughters was in Miami, and she tuned it in on the radio. So, and that's technically out of our reach, but I was surprised.
That's awesome.
And there's tons of young adults and young people tuning into the show because you're offering it, and they're using it as a tool to reach their friends. And furthermore, people that can't connect with this generation, they can recommend that they listen to the show and be able to connect with them that way as well.
Okay, so your show's on Saturday. Give us the details and let people know how they can give to support this show. It's a great show, and we need sponsors. We need people that will step up and say, you know, I'll give $50 a month, I'll give $100 a month, I'll give $25 a month. So, you know, people to step up and come alongside of you, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the way that they can give, if they want to give a one-time donation or a monthly donation, it's pretty much the same way that anybody would give to WCNO, except they just have to notate in the comment section that they are, you know, supporting the J-Dub 561 show, the J-Dub 561 show. So whether you're writing a check or you're giving online or you're using the text-to-give option, those are the three options that are available right now. Just make sure you make a note that you're trying to support the JDub 561 show. And this is a tool that is impacting people automatically, but you can also use this tool by just recommending. Like if you say you don't connect, you're not relating, say, hey, tune into the JDub 561 show on Saturdays at 1 p.m. and just give it a chance. There I you guarantee go. You, we're praying over this. This Holy Spirit is all over it. And I guarantee you it's going to impact them.
It will. Amen. Yeah, amen. Amen. It will. And you know, there's no amount that's too small or too large.
Amen.
Or too large.
Amen. Double amen.
And J-Dub, I want to just say that I'm praying for the first $1,000 donation. A $1,000 donation. Mm-hmm. I mean, your programs, what are they, like 160 or something a week? Something like that. I don't have the numbers in front of me. Is that about right?
Yeah, we just say in general $200 a Saturday covers an entire show.
All right, so somebody, you know, if you stepped up and gave $1,000, that's going to cover 5 weeks of a program. If you can give $200, it's going to cover 1 week. But J-Dub, thanks for joining us today. We want to keep the word out there because we're breaking through some barriers. The devil doesn't like us to reach people that are not getting reached. And so we're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep holding your arms up as best as we know how to. And we just thank God for you, brother.
Amen.
I appreciate you guys so very much. Yeah. Thank you.
Give that contact information one more time.
Yeah, absolutely. You can reach me at jdub561music.com, jdub561music.com, and also you can reach me on Instagram at jdub561.
All right, that's going to work great. Well, J-Dub, have a blessed day. We're going to go to some prayer requests that we have, and we're going to move on here this morning. Blessings, and we look forward to having you join us again soon, J-Dub. Blessings. Take care.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, Karen, do you have any news from our people or prayer requests or anything there that you can break out? I'm going to try to get a hold of Missy Campbell, and she's with the Chamber of Commerce because we have an important message to get in here before we get to Ma and Paul. Hopefully we're going to get to them.
Yeah, I've got two messages we got in the mail, one of which is from Janine, and she wrote us a little note, God bless your ministry. So we thank Janine for her donation and then that kind note. And then we have a note here from Cristobal. And Cristobal writes, Dear brothers in Christ. Well, sisters too, I guess.
Of course, yeah. You're included.
Okay. Please put some music of Zach Williams whenever possible. So, you know, I took a look in the system to see how many songs we have by Zach Williams, which we had four in rotation. So I added four or five new songs, so you should be hearing them more often, Cristobal. So thank you for letting us know that you like Zach Williams.
All right, very good, and we did play that song already today. Missy, we welcome you. You are with the Palm City Chamber of Commerce, and we are excited that the day is almost with us.
Oh, I am so excited, and it looks like it'll be a normal spot for today. So it'll
Thank
be
God.
Warm and humid and probably not rain till the afternoon.
There we go. Well, let's give the details because we were planning to have this ribbon cutting in Palm City on Map Road back a couple weeks ago, and Fred came along and kind of changed that.
Yes, he did. He kind of blew us out of the way.
That's
actually.
It. Just as if we didn't matter.
Right. So the event is on Saturday the 28th from 10 a.m. till noon, and it's on Map Road. The road is going to be closed between 31st and 32nd Street, and most of the event will be happening around the fire station and the Palm City Animal Rescue League, I mean Animal Rescue Center, in that area. We have a lot of events for children. There will be tents of local vendors, and they're going to have tables with some of their, I guess their what would I call that? I guess their handiwork, you know, depending on what the shop is. I know Twinkles is going to have some of their shopping items, and they're going to have things discounted, and then a lot of the local companies are going to be out there having their stuff as well. The county is going to be doing the actual ribbon cutting at 10 o'clock. The Boy Scouts are coming to present the flag. We have a wonderful lady who will sing the national anthem, and we met her through AmeriCorps with the Boys and Girls Club, and so she will be singing. Her name is Fabiola, and she's fabulous. And then we will have an invocation, and then Ed Campy will be speaking. We have a dance troupe that's going to be dancing. We have fairy hair and face painting. The Treasure Coast Wildlife Center will be there with some of their animals, along with the Humane Society of the Treasure Coast, but we won't have the animals too close together. The fire station is actually having an open house, so you can visit the fire station. And there's going to be a classic car show as well, parked in the parking lot, like in front of La Borgata.
Fantastic.
Classic cars. So, yeah, we got a lot going
on.
Going to
be a big day. Big day.
Yes, yes, it is. We tried to get the Martin County North Little League team, the baseball team that was just up at the World Series, but they're not able to be there because there is going to be a parade for them later that afternoon at 6:30 downtown Stewart.
Wow.
So they couldn't commit to two things at one time.
Wow. Well, Missy, thank you for keeping us posted. And all of our listeners, listen, this is a Martin County event. It's available, an awesome opportunity for your family to get out, enjoy some time together, and just see what's going on over here in beautiful Palm City. Some great things.
That's right, and we hope that this is the beginning of many events that we will be holding.
Yep.
On Map Road. There's going to be some food trucks. There's actually places where food trucks can plug in, so we won't have to hear their generators all the time.
Good.
So along with some of our local restaurants are going to be having specials as well, and that's what we're hoping to do, to promote those 10-foot sidewalks where you can walk with your family and go to the ice cream shop or grab a piece of pizza. So it looks like it'll be a great day.
Fantastic. And of course, your good news station, WCNO, we're going to be out there as well. So,
yes, you will.
Thank you, Missy, for letting us be a part.
Okay, thank you.
Blessings.
Have a great day.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Ma and Paul are in the studio. There is something that everyone struggles with from time to time. Gossip. Now, the truth is, people love stories. There's nothing wrong with telling stories in general. They are informative, entertaining, and often edifying. However, gossips do not tell stories for any of these reasons. Most gossips are elaborate lies with some threads of truth woven into them so that the person passing on the gossip can appear to be knowledgeable and even wise. At best, gossip is used to exalt the gossiper, and at the worst, gossip can damage and even destroy lives. The most prolific modern-day venue for gossip is social media. We've all heard stories of how folks have been attacked, vilified, shamed, often where the information used to do so is discovered to be false. And sadly, some have taken their lives because of the deadly power of gossip. Ma and Paul do not involve themselves in social media, but we have to remember that the small town has always been a hotbed of gossip. In Bicker's Corner, the most notorious gossip is Annie Mae Stevenson. Her endeavors to spread rumors has increased recently. Ma and Paul have had enough, and they've come together to explore the problem and seek a godly strategy to deal with it.
All right, Paul, let's sit down right here on the porch and talk about old Annie Mae. There's truly a problem, and the Lord's put it on my heart to deal with it.
Yeah, Ma, I get that, and I receive your godly guidance. Well, he's done give me the same direction.
Well, good. I got to tell you, Pa, I have just about had it with Annie Mae Stevenson. That woman is an out-of-control gossip machine.
I get that you're upset, Ma, but just what has old Annie Mae done this time?
Well, she's been telling some Olympic-grade gossip, that's what. She's got half the town all up in arms.
Well, I know she's capable of telling some real tall tales, but what in particular has she done for you to risk blowing a blood vessel?
Okay, just listen to this. After last week's Wednesday Bible study, she told some of the ladies that Bob and Marcia Fulton was getting a divorce.
I ain't heard that.
And she said the reason was that Bob was secretly working as an assassin for the CIA. And old Marcia can't stand being married to a man who ain't got no feelings for other folks.
Wait just a minute. Bob ain't no assassin. I mean, I gotta admit he's kind of nasty sometimes, but...
So anyway, I went right to Marcia, and I asked her if an Annie Mae was telling the truth. And, of course, she's off by more than a mile.
So what did Marcia tell you?
Well, old Bob got a new job in another state, and they got to move. But Bob's moving first because his new company wants him in that place right fast. Marcia's staying to sell their house and get all their stuff moved. But listen, Pa, Marcia told us at Bible study 2 weeks ago, and Annie Mae was there. In fact, Marcia, remember just what she said. She said, Bob's leaving me here because he got a new assignment, and it just kills me to be without him for a bit.
Well, Ma, oh, it sounds like old Annie Mae needs hearing aids.
Yeah, Pa, I believe she hears just fine, though. She tunes out anything but what might make for juicy rumor. Now Bob and Marcia have to stomp all over the fires that Annie Mae done got started before they leave town. They don't want folks believing a lie.
Yeah, I get that, Ma. But most folks that know Bob and Marcia know their marriage is in good shape.
Sure, Pa. But listen to this. Annie Mae started telling folks that old Frank Purdy was a bag man for the mob.
Frank? The bank president? Well, that doesn't sound right.
Well, of course it ain't. Old Claritha Tucker heard what old Frank actually said. They was trying to get into the donut shop one morning, and there was quite a crowd already in the lobby, and Frank was in a hurry. He was talking to Claritha, and he said, "Well, I came to get a bag of donuts, but there's such a mob here, I'll have to come back later."
Well, now, I kind of see how old Annie Mae could have misunderstood what was said. I mean, a crowd like that would be right noisy.
Well, maybe, but Annie Mae didn't care about the truth. It's in her nature to put out lies, Pa.
Yeah, I know, Ma. But we don't know exactly all the details yet.
Yeah, but one thing that got my hair burning was the latest bit of gossip from Annie Mae. She's been saying that you and me are growing marijuana right here at the farm.
What? By what right does that half morally bankrupt woman have the gall to speak such scabrous lies and besmirch our sterling character? I will invoke the righteous cleansing of the Holy Spirit, that God will smite her with his heavenly lightning, and the very ground will yawn open so her smoking, twitching body can slide right up to the gates of hell.
Oh, Pa, you gotta calm down.
All right. All right, Ma. Oh, I'm getting calm.
Well, I guess you get a front row seat on the trouble she's a-causing.
Trouble? Why, she's worse than that legion of demons what Jesus sent into the pigs. In fact, I'll bet if I ask Jesus...
Pa, like I said, calm down. We got to be calm before we can hear what the Lord... to hear the Lord give us some kind of strategy for closing down her rumor mill.
You're right, Ma. Okay. Let's get into some prayer before we hear of any more her scurrilous gossip.
Right then and there, Ma and Pa got down on their knees and lifted up their concerns to the Lord. They remained in prayer for quite some time. As always, God was gracious to hear them and to offer his wisdom, and he led them to Matthew 18:15-20, where Jesus instructs his disciples on good church discipline.
Well, thank the Lord, Pa. That scripture is just perfect, ain't it?
Absolutely, Ma. And here's the facts right up to now. We did the first part a long time ago when we both went to Annie Mae and told her gossip ain't godly. It hurts folks, and she needed to give those urges to the Lord.
Well, clearly she didn't take it to heart, Pa.
True. And then we went to her with old Pastor Breckenridge when he was with us, and he schooled her in a mighty way with God's word.
Yeah, and she still kept on gossiping.
Yep. So, according to the Lord's guidance, we got to take this problem to the church.
For sure, but along the way, we got to make sure that everyone knows that this kind of discipline is out of God's love. It's a way of helping old Annie Mae see the error of her ways and then be willing to change.
Well, I agree, Ma, but, you know, this ain't the kind of discipline our church has ever known.
Well, I got a sense a lot of churches decide to keep